What war medals do you have? Because I, when I was 11 years old, it was about 1989, I think, my granddad had just passed away a couple of years earlier, and my mum had taken his stripes and his medals and then just put them away. Mm-hmm. And when I turned 11, mum thought, this would be the right time to have that discussion about my granddad and you know what he did in the war. Not in depth or anything. Just that these are the sorts of heroic things that were happening, you know, way before you were born. And she's given me the medals and his stripes as well. Now he was actually in the American Army. So I've got, like the Air Force, American stripes, and a couple of medals. He rescued one of his colleagues that got shot down, and he got a medal for bringing a colleague back over the lines. I'm not quite sure what the medal's called, but once I got them and got all of these stories, it just opened my heart and mind up to all of the heroic efforts of our past servicemen and women. Mark, what war medals do you have, buddy?
Mate, I got my old grandfather's war medals. He's a bit of a war hero. Went over to Papua New Guinea. Before that, I understand he fought in the Middle East. I've got all his war medals, but I've never taken them out, and this year I'm going to bring them out with a nice big photo of him.
Okay, well, what's inspired you to bring it out this year?
You!
Oh, really? Oh. Like, because I'm bringing out mine and handing them over to my son, you thought this
is
a good
time to do it?
Yeah, I've already promised my son that I'd give them to him.
Yeah, and do you know what all the medals are from? Or do you have to look into that a bit more, do you think?
Yeah, firstly, I'd like to honour my grandfather and let you know who he was. His name is Leslie Thomas Hawkins.
How old was he when he had to go to war?
Yeah, he went to war when he was about 16 or something, and when he came back, he was about 35. He suffered from post-traumatic stress and lots of different things that happened to him over in the war. And unfortunately, he got hit by a bus in Sydney, and he died tragically, mate. So
we appreciate the half of his life that he has given in wars for our protection. I can't imagine a 16-year-old at this time that we live would be able to even bring themselves to think about doing something
Well, and we know so much about how to help people these days, but we didn't back then. So, he went
through
a lot.
That's so true. Yeah. It's all about talking up now and communicate with each other and being able to talk about our feelings.
Yeah, that's the healthy thing to do.
You should be proud, Mark. We are.
I am very proud of my grandfather.
Gaz, what war medals have you got?
I've actually got mine.
Yours?
What war were you in, Gary?
Well, I was in the Falklands in the former Yugoslavia and Iraq.
Oh, wow.
Right, so we're thinking like early 80s into the late 80s?
Right through to the late 90s.
Yeah.
So what were you doing?
I was a nurse and still am. I wear my medals on Anzac Day just to remember the part that nurses played in conflict. And quite often they were really right up at the front with the lads doing the job that they were trained for. I'm really proud and very passionate that my medals have a life beyond being in the drawer, that my son wears them, and in time when I'm gone, they won't simply be put in the drawer or put in a museum. Mm-hmm. They'll have had memories for my lad and hopefully, fingers crossed, my grandchildren.
Yeah. It's the lessons learned that we need to keep continuing down the line. And these are the lessons of what forged us as Australians and British and Americans as well.
Absolutely. And I'm so proud to stand alongside my Australian Navy colleagues on Anzac Day.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us this morning, because
no problem. Now
CQ has heard your story and knows about your medals
and
as well.
And we know you a little bit better as well, Gary.
Yeah,
thank you so much for the tale, bud.
And my lad will be wearing my medals on Anzac Day.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's Triple M.